Let me just lift out these verses. Physical. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And bread's a staff of life. It's a necessity. Didn't ask him to commit a crime. He fed 5,000 one time, 4,000 on another. Well, Eve had seen the tree was good for food. She ate it. What's wrong with this? Well, a man must live, you know. You got to eat to live. That's the philosophy of a great many today. The clamor of the crowd, the medley of the mob. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? And wherewithal shall we be clothed? And that's just about life today for most people. Men will become dishonest, steal, gamble, sell liquor, do anything. Well, in order to get something for the body, women will sell their virtue for a mink coat and a diamond ring. And this is Satan's low estimate of man. Man is physical, an animal on that side. And he told Job, all that a man hath will he give for his life. And that's not true. Here's a man that didn't yield. And our Lord used the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God here. And he said to him, Jesus said, it's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then there was the psychological test, verse 5. And the devil taketh him to a high mountain, showing him the kingdoms of the world. The lust of the eyes, Eve saw it was pleasant to the eyes. The world inhabited the Roman Empire then, but Christ was on the way to the throne by way of a cross, and Satan said, let's miss the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. And Paul says, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I want to say something pretty strong now. It's satanic today to try to build a kingdom here on this earth without Jesus Christ. Because there's only two rulers. That's the Lord Jesus and Satan. And if you are not taking Him into account, you must be taking the other. Then there's the spiritual temptation. Verse 9, He brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. And Eve desired the tree because it's to be made one wise. That's the realm of the Spirit, that of faith, you see. And Satan quoted Scripture also, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, but he didn't give all the quotation, you see. Why was Jesus tested? To demonstrate that I have a sinless Savior, that He's impeccable, that He's able to save, and that all power is given to Him. And there's a man in the glory today, friends, who is there for you and me, and he sympathizes with us, and he understands us today. And it's wonderful to have a Savior like that. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. It's wonderful to have a Savior up there today who is a Savior, friends, and one you can depend upon. How wonderful He is.